Dr. Blaylock, why is this a strong partnership between these two universities?
We feel very fortunate to be able to associate with a group like the LSU Ag Research Center. In these days of financially constrained budgets for everyone, certainly for us, and certainly for them, this allows a collaboration that brings together strengths of two very strong research units that will allow things to happen that might not individually be affordable these days.
Well, let's look at that. Toxicology and pharmacy, obviously strengths of ULM.
Right.
How are those going to be able to help what happens with the LSU Ag Center research?
Well, for example, members of our toxicology program are partnering with a hydrologist from the LSU Ag Center. Our toxicology expertise and his hydrology expertise allows us to look more closely at aspects of agricultural runoff, pollution control, runoff into the Mississippi River, which contributes to the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. Another aspect that's quite interesting is one of the LSU ag researchers is looking at control of Formosan termites, which is a significant problem in Louisiana. She's an entomologist and has the research expertise in the study of the insect. She's partnering with one of our researchers that is a geneticist and has genomic research expertise, looking at how alteration possibly of the insect genome could allow for better termite control. Sort of maybe odd couple type partnerships, but those kinds of partnerships actually can be very fruitful in terms of the research that results. We're looking at this, and I think they're looking at it also, as this is a model, I think, that's going to be duplicated time and time again in this state and in a lot of states where, with financially challenging times and budgets being cut repeatedly and so forth, it's better to bring a group together where different areas of research can synergize and the resulting research can really be much greater than just what would have been done individually.
Well, let's talk about the process, because essentially research teams are going to be submitting proposals. I'm sure some of those being written even now.
Exactly.
What happens from there?
The way this works is that LSU Ag and ULM have each contributed a sum of money. The research groups, and a group is defined as at least one or two people from each institution, can submit grants that are maximum of $40,000. So these aren't the big NIH-type grants. These are seed grants that are going to allow for some research to start, to generate some data, to then go for the larger hundreds of thousands of dollars or even more grants, say at the NIH or the NSF or other national accrediting agencies. Those types of grants, the applications that are being proposed right now are strictly for the research. We're not paying graduate student stipends. We're not paying faculty salaries. It's for the actual research to be done. There will be a limited number of those, probably 3 to 4 will be the maximum number.
Ultimately, this is going to reap benefits in the research itself and the outcomes of that research, but also for the students at each institution who will be able to benefit from working in this collaborative way, certainly something that might be working around the country in the future.
Exactly. This allows our graduate students to be exposed to a different type of expertise. They're already obviously exposed to the expertise in our department. Now they get a broader exposure and will be able to pick up a lot of good useful information, a lot of good techniques. It's always helpful from a research point of view to be able to visit other laboratories and see people doing things maybe in a slightly different way. Maybe they're doing it better. Maybe the process is done better here and you take that to their lab. It's a real reciprocal interaction, and it is beneficial in both ways.
Dr. Blaylock, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dr. Benny Blaylock is the Dean of the College of Pharmacy at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, which recently signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the LSU Ag Center that will establish cooperative research projects between the two universities.